理课堂听 class.com。
Michael 因脚趾的伤来 Sarah 这里复查，下面是两人的闲聊。无意知道今天是 Sarah 的生日，但是 Sarah 态度很冷淡，对父亲很少跟自己一起过生日表示不满和难过。
You seem distracted.
Got a lot on my mind, I guess.
Yeah? Have anything to do with the people who took these toes?
Nice flowers.
Right.
Do we have an admirer
They're from my father.
Ah. What's the occasion?
It's my birthday.
Today?
Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay.
Huh.
Nothing. Birthdays aren't usually a sore subject, that's all. Unless the celebrant is feeling her age, which I don't see how you could be.
I'm 29 years old, Michael. I'm not feeling my age. It's just that out of those 29 birthdays, my father has actually managed to see me on precisely 6 of them. So, I get flowers instead. Flowers that end up dead and in the trash a week later. Sounded bitter, huh?
Kind of.
It's not a big deal. You are all set. I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.I'm sorry you feel that way. Not the flowers, I mean.
You seem distracted.
You seem distracted. 你好像心烦意乱的样子。
Got a lot on my mind, I guess.
Yeah?
I've got a lot on my mind, I guess. 最近忧虑太多可能。
Have anything to do with the people who took these toes?
Have anything to do with the people who took these toes? 与剪掉这几个指头的人有关?
Nice flowers.
Right.
Nice flowers. Right. 好漂亮的花,没错。
Do we have an admirer?
They're from my father.
Do we have an admirer? They're from my father. 有追求者吗?我父亲送的。
What's the occasion?
What's the occasion? 什么事情?
It's my birthday.
Today?
It's my birthday. Today? 我生日。今天。
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday. Thank you. 生日快乐。谢谢。
Okay.
Huh.
Okay. What? Hmm?
Nothing. Birthdays aren't usually a sore subject, that's all.
Nothing. Birthdays aren't usually a sore subject, that's all. 没什么，生日通常不是一个严肃的话题，就是这样。
Unless the celebrant is feeling her age, which I don't see how you could be.
Unless the celebrant is feeling her age, which I don't see how you could be. 除非有人觉得自己老了。而我看你不属此列。
I'm 29 years old, Michael. I'm not feeling my age.
I'm 29 years old, Michael. I'm not feeling my age. 我29岁 ,Michael. 我不觉得我老。
It's just that out of those 29 birthdays, my father has actually managed to see me on precisely 6 of them.
It's just that out of those 29 birthdays...My father's actually managed to see me on precisely 6 of them. 只是在过去的29年内,我爸爸只和我一起过过6个生日。
So, I get flowers instead. Flowers that end up dead and in the trash a week later.
So, I get flowers instead. Flowers that end up dead and in the trash a week later. 所以,他用花作为代替,一周后会枯萎。 被扔进垃圾箱的话。
Sounded bitter, huh?
Kind of.
That sounded bitter, huh? Kind of. 听起来悲惨吧？有点。
It's not a big deal. You are all set. I will see you tomorrow.
Okay.
It's not a big deal. You're all set. I will see you tomorrow. Okay. 不是什么大事，你恢复得很好，明天见。好的。
I'm sorry you feel that way. Not the flowers, I mean.
I'm sorry you feel that way. About the flowers, I mean. 很遗憾你那么想，我是指那些花。来看一下对白中的语言点。Seem distracted， 看起来好像心烦意乱的。Seem 系动词，后面加形容词。This picture seems old， 这张画似乎有一段时间了。Seem 还可以后接从句，比如 It seems that a storm is on its way， 看起来像要来一场暴风雨。Have got a lot on one's mind， 心里装着很多事情。Have got 相当于 have， on one's mind 在心上，比如 keep this on your mind， 记好这件事儿。Have something to do with， 与什么相关，在否定句和疑问句当中 something 要换成 anything。 Do we have an admirer？ 这句话体现了西方人的一个语言文化。 Michael 是在问 Sarah 有没有追求者，但是他用了 we 这个字，有点套近乎或者表示两人关系亲密，就像我们中国人说咱们的意味。又比如西方医生在询问小孩病情的时候，为了表示亲切会说 How do we feel today? 今天感觉怎么样？ Occasion 重要的是特殊场合时刻，比如 A birthday is no occasion for tears， 生日可不是哭鼻子的时候。固定短语 on occasion， 偶尔不时的。A sore subject， 触及某人的痛处话题，因为 Sarah 谈到自己生日的时候样子并不开心，所以 Michael 这样说 sore 引起疼痛的 subject 话题主题。 That's all， 就是这样，没有其他意思。 Celebrant， 参加庆典的人，这里指过生日的人。 Feel one's age， 有指与年轻者比较，感到自己上了年纪了，意识到自己老了。 See 这里是明白理解的意思，例如 I don't see your point， 我不明白你的意思。 Manage to do something， 设法做成某事，例如 Finally she managed to migrate to New Zealand， 最后她终于移民新西兰了。 Precisely 准确的，正好。 Instead 副词代替，比如 If he couldn't go, let him go instead， 如果你不能去，让他替你去。还可以与 of 来连用做介词短语，比如 I will go instead of you， 我代替你去。 End up 最终成为，最终处于，比如 If you go on like this, you will end up in prison， 如果你继续这样下去，早晚得进监狱。 Sound bitter，听起来痛苦悲惨的。 Sound 听起来，后面加形容词。 Bitter 苦的。 Kind of 有几分，有一点。 A big deal 口语，重要的人，重要的事。 Said 这里是过去分词形式，因为这一句用的是被动语态，表示 Michael 的脚已经恢复调整的不错了。今天的节目就到这里，谢谢收听。
知行英语提醒您，学英语靠点滴积累。